Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. This is day 19 of 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Again, we're continuing on with who we are in Messiah Yeshua. Day 19, do you know who you are? Number 14, we've been made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. Ephesians 2:13-15. But now in Messiah Yeshua, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Messiah. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace or shalom. Key words, far off, made nigh. We were outside of the covenant, and now we are brought into the covenant through Messiah Yeshua. So what was that middle wall of partition? The min kitzah, which divided us, literally the middle wall of the boundary fence. Hebrew mi kitzah means literally that which divides something in half. In every Orthodox synagogue, a mi kitzah, a dividing wall, separates the men in the congregation from the women. Conservative and Reformed Jews' practice happens to reflect New Testament truth about men and women, since these denominations have done away with the mi kitzah in the synagogue. Galatians 3:28 makes the same point by saying that in Messiah there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither male nor female. It doesn't mean you no longer are Jewish. It doesn't mean you are no longer Gentile or from the nations, or you're no longer a man or no longer a woman. It means that there is equality in Messiah. There's no differentiation. There's no one favorite above the other. We are equal in Messiah. Actually, Shaul's imagery is probably not that of the synagogue, but of the temple. Surrounding the temple was a wall with a sign which forbade any foreigner to go in on pain of death. Josephus, Antiquities of the Jews, 15:11-5. This was the boundary fence between Jews and Gentiles. There was also a court for women only. Just as the veil of the temple was torn in two when the Messiah died, allowing everyone united with the Messiah to enter God's presence as into the Holy of Holies, a privilege previously preferred for the Kohen HaGadol, so too the Messiah has removed the barrier preventing Gentiles from mixing with and being counted with God's people. The only way before that a Gentile could become a part of the nation of Israel would be to convert to Judaism. They were called proselytes or God-fearers, and they were accepted into the fold. Oddly, it was the false accusation that Shaul had brought the Gentile Trophimus beyond the barrier, dividing the court of the Gentiles from the court of the Jews, which inflamed the crowds in the temple and led Shaul to his arrest there, Acts 21:27-32. In fact, we've been covering this in our Acts class. The King James Version, keeping fairly close to the Greek text, renders this the middle wall of partition. One of the most frequent and bothersome accusations made by uninformed Christians against Messianic Judaism is that Messianic Jews are trying to build up again between Jews and Gentiles the middle wall of partition which the Messiah has broken down. Without exception, the charge is made by those who do not understand what Shaul was saying or what Messianic Judaism is really trying to accomplish. Shaul's point is that Gentiles are no longer separated, but can now join the Jewish people and be one with them as God's people through faith in our Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. The partition is down. The Gentiles can join us. The critics understand it the other way around. The partition is down so that once Jews believe in their own Messiah, they no longer have the right to maintain the Jewish identity. Again, the partition is down means that Jews and Gentiles are one together. and that the point of Messianic Judaism is not to separate the non-Jewish people from the Jewish people. In fact, it should not be. Number one, it's there as a light for the Jewish people to so that they can be introduced to Messiah and still be able to live the Jewish lifestyle according to the Torah. Many Gentiles are being brought back into this lifestyle that Yeshua followed as well. And in any Messianic congregation, there should be no division, that we are all equal in Messiah. Number 15, we are victorious, Revelation 21:7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Key words, overcoming, he who wins the victory. The phrase occurs seven times in Revelation chapters 2 to 3. Also 2:7 and 3:21, they defeated him, won the victory over the dragon because of the lamb's blood and because of the message of their witness, Revelation 12:11. We've been set free, John 8:31-33. Then said Yeshua to those Jews who believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. Why are you saying we shall be made free? Again, key word, if you continue in my word, Talmudim, truth. There's a kind of trust which falls short of making one really a Talmud of Yeshua. Real Talmudim obey Yeshua, which is more than mentally acknowledging who he is. The popular quotation, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free, is conditioned upon obeying what Yeshua said. Yeshua said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And those commandments are what was already set forth in the Torah and what Yeshua correctly taught. There are many people who, quote, believed in his name, but not in him. His miracles excited him, but they were not ready to acknowledge their sin and repent. In contrast, Nicodemus, or Nakdimon, was a sincere seeker, and eventually he came to genuine faith. The word Talmudim is plural for disciples. A singular would be Talmud. The English word disciples fails to convey the richness of the discipleship between a rabbi and his Talmudim in the first century CE. Teachers, both itinerant like Yeshua and settled ones, attracted followers who wholeheartedly gave themselves over to their teachers, though not in a mindless way, as happens today in some cults. The essence of the relationship was one of trust in every area of living, and its goal was to make the Talmud like his rabbi in knowledge, wisdom, and ethical behavior. So if we are truly followers of Yeshua, his Talmud, disciples, then we are going to walk the walk he walked. We are going to obey the word as he obeyed the word. Again, he said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And the Father says that his commandments are not burdensome. What became burdensome was the additional fences that were put around the Torah by the rabbis in order to keep people from breaking the Torah, but it became a burden. We are going back to the pure written Torah of Yeshua. And as his believers, we are walking in that Torah, keeping his feasts and his Shabbat, which is one of the feast days, and walking in love as he walked in love, and being obedient to be a light to the world and to be a light to our Jewish brethren, which is to walk according to Torah. Alvino Makeno, our Father, our King, thank you for your word. We thank you that we are your disciples, your Talmud, your Talmudim. And Father, help us daily to walk as you walk, to obey as you obeyed. In Yeshua's name, amen.